People are tuning in and sounding off. Call in now. 715-845-2155. WSAU Feedback on AM 550, FM 99.9. WSAU.
Good morning and welcome back. It is 6 minutes after 8 a.m. on this, the Wednesday edition of Feedback. 715-845-2155 is the phone number for you to call in and be a part of the program. All right, let's jump in. And the big story of Wisconsin, Wausau is in the middle of what may become a national firestorm with this issue of the Christmas music and performances for the Wausau School District. It all started when Mr. Book of West was interviewed by the Wausau Daily Herald and made the claims that, hey, he's been told that he had to significantly alter or change the performance schedule and the music lineup of his performance. He found that to be unacceptable and decided he was going to disband it, not going to do it. He also said that the elementary schools had been told, you can't do your Christmas performances at all. You got to wait till after the Christmas season. Well, nobody in this part of the world thinks that's a good idea. Well, let me rephrase that. Very few think that that was a good idea. So we started asking questions. Why? At one point, somebody said, well, he was told that he can do a blend, you know, one Christian song and then five non-Christian or secular songs. Oh, that'll make everybody happy. But nobody could give a really good answer except as in regard to the elementary school circumstance. Well, the little kids, these youngins have got to study for their exams and can't be distracted by Christmas music practices and so on, which have been going on every year for decades. And now all of a sudden this is an issue? No, sorry. None of these excuses or solutions hold any water. So we at WSAU have tried to contact the Wausau School District Superintendent, Ms. Williams. I have had direct contact with her via email, brief discussions on scheduling a time to come on to the program. There is some apprehension. There is, some concern. Mr. Book from West was also invited. He has not responded at all. I've had no feedback from him whatsoever. I am openly inviting him and anyone from West that has direct contact with this circumstance, give us a call. Call us now, 715-845-2155. Be on the program.
I would imagine he's an employee of the district. He's going to say all comments have to come out of the district, I would imagine.
Okay. So the more attention this grabs, Todd Starnes yesterday did his commentary about it. His commentary was, and I agreed with it, if you're trying to be more inclusive with a Christmas performance and you're trying to make sure that you don't offend other religions, how is the solution of one Christian song and five secular songs, how is that a solution? If you want to be more inclusive, if you want to make sure you don't offend or you include everybody, then instead of excluding Christianity, how about you include some songs or music selections from other denominations? That's one thing. The big questions that I have, I've got three. One, who is it that started this? Who complained? Who popped up and said, I don't like Christmas music. I don't think you should have Christmas music in a Christmas performance. Who is it? Was it the school board? Apparently not. Was it an administrator? Who knows? Was it a parent? I don't know. The only thing that we can fairly say with certainty, it was not the Freedom From Religion Foundation. Jerry Bader got in touch with them in his magical ways and found out through his sources that apparently, no, they weren't the ones that started it, but they think it's a great idea. Of course they do. The second question I have, who is responsible for the changes? Who's the bright person that came up and said, oh, I got an idea. Let's do this. Let's cancel the elementary school performances altogether. Yay, that's a great idea. What? Whose bright brainchild was that? Whose idea was it to limit Christian music in Christmas performances. That'll make everybody. Who? Why and who? And the last thing is, why is this an issue? Why is this even getting any kind of ground swell at all? Keep in mind, we are entering into, yes, I know, for those of you that are pulling your hair out because we're not even through Halloween yet. We got Halloween, we got Thanksgiving, and then Christmas. Why is this an issue at all? We're talking about performances during the Christmas holiday season. For Christmas performances, why are we talking about limiting Christian music? I don't think I really need to say that the whole first part of this, Christ, is the reason that we're doing this. It's very simple. Very, very simple. And again, I know that I'm looking at this through the lens of common sense and personal responsibility, but try this on for size. Just see how this fits. If you are Jewish or Muslim or Hindu, Sikh, Buddhist, and you find Christian-themed performances and music to be objectionable, try this. Don't go to the performance. I know that it sounds like I'm being exclusionary, but the performance is about Christmas. And if you don't like it, don't go. Are these same people that are having a problem with this arrangement, are they saying, listen, I don't like space movies. I think space movies are abhorrent. And so therefore, I don't think anyone should go see the new Sandra Bullock movie, Gravity. Well, it doesn't make any sense. You don't like the movie. You don't like the genre. Don't go.
Any student, though, in an elementary school age doesn't want to be the odd person out.
Well, I'm sorry. Life sometimes is tough. Wear a helmet. If you're the kid whose parents don't like Christmas music, then parents, be respectful. Get in touch with your teacher and the administration and say, listen, you know what? This whole Jesus thing's not our bag, okay? Hey, we don't have anything against you. You guys can believe it all you want. It's not our thing. So I tell you what we're going to do. My precious little snowflake, we're going to stay home. We're going to make s'mores and roast marshmallows and, I don't know, dance around the Festivus pole in the front yard, okay? We're going to do our thing. You do your thing. We're all good, okay? We're all Fonzies. We're all cool. Why is that not a solution? We don't have Christmas music 365 days a year. It's one time a year, okay? Come on. Suck it up. Quit being such a baby about all of it. There. That's my opinion.
And that's the majority opinion, I would imagine, and that's what the school board is going to hear tomorrow night.
Probably.
There may be a few people that say, well, these concerts and this type of singing belongs in Sunday school and belongs in church. It doesn't belong in a public school. You'll get a few of those that'll make that argument.
Sure. And to those, I say, you know what? I respect your opinion, and I hear you, and I understand that's how you feel about it. But it's going to happen, and if you don't like it, please don't come. Don't ruin it for the 99% of the rest of us that want this to happen. Why should, and this is another thing, of where the complaint came from, how many people in our community does it represent? And if it's one family or one area, we don't like it. Oh, okay, you don't have to. Don't come. Thank you for voicing your opinion. We appreciate it. You're awesome. You're a Wisconsinite. You're a Wausaunian. We love you. We mean it. Don't come to the performance if it's going to upset you. There. Problem is solved. Is there anything else I can do for the Wausau School District while I got some
majority
time?
Majority rules in this case. It doesn't in Washington these days, but it would here.
I don't want to talk about Washington right now. I've had enough of them for a little bit. We are going to get to that, though. I want to talk about Sean Duffy talking to Andrea Mitchell on MSNBC. My reaction is, go, Sean! Guy was awesome. But we got a couple more minutes in this segment. Is there anything else I can do for the Wausau School District? Are there any other problems that you're looking at and you're facing at this time that we could solve? Because it appears, and I know this is scary, but every time, even when Tom and I are disagreeing on issues, every time we boil it down to the core issue and common sense is used, Tom and I almost always agree. Yesterday, you and I agreed that we got to take care of the people that are homeless and unable to work. You and I agreed on the core issue. How it's done, you're a communist and I'm a conservative. that's how it's done is different. But what needs to be done, or whom needs the help? We agreed on that. You know? All right. Apparently, there's somebody else that has a problem. Let's see what we can do. Ed, thanks for calling in. What's your problem? How can we solve all of your issues?
My problem is we give our tax money to the public schools and they can't stand us. That's why school choice is so important. We could take our tax dollars and put them in the schools where we could do what the majority wants.
You know, I think the tax dollars should follow the student, not the school.
Exactly.
Yeah, I agree with you. I got you. I hear you, brother.
Thanks. Yep.
All right, thanks for calling in, man. See, there it is. That problem solved. That took, what, 30 seconds? We are on a roll. If you have questions, you have concerns, you have issues, you call us now, 715-845-2155. We'll solve
the
home
of simplistic answers. You've come to the right place.
Why does it have to be complicated? Sometimes boiling it down to the simple, easy-to-understand issue is how you solve a problem. When you start getting your fingers in the pie, that's when it gets complicated.
Breaking news, severe weather. Hear it on AM 550, FM 99.9 WSAU.
Welcome back. 822. 715-845-2155 is the phone number. 715-845-2155 is the phone number. Let's jump right in. Thanks for calling. What's your name?
Bill.
All right, Bill, what can we do for you?
I'm part of the school district for 36 years, and I've been out for 21 years.
Yes, sir.
And I had a situation in mathematics where I was teaching a number line about AC and BD, and I says, you know, positive numbers, negative numbers, and I mentioned who is the reason for the change in our calendar. And I said, Jesus Christ. And
okay, you mean between A, okay, right, BC and AD. Okay, right.
And now they've even changed the name.
Oh, yeah.
See, and I was teaching positive, negative numbers. And I had the principal and the head of the union come in after school and tell me I couldn't teach religion.
and they think by you using the calendar... That was teaching religion, the difference
somebody
between AD.
Somebody complained, and they came in after school and said, you got to be careful about using that name. And I thought, I'm a strong Christian, and I believe in Jesus Christ, the way, the truth, the life. There's no way to the Father. Very strongly, and I stand strong with Phil Book. He does a beautiful job, and when I see 100 freshmen, ninth graders, standing up there singing a Christmas song and full of joy, full of peace, and having a good time, I think, Phil, thank you, Lord.
All right, let me ask you a question. Let me play devil's advocate for just a moment. All right?
Yes.
All right, go along with me on this one.
Yes.
Let's say that your mathematics example, that an individual that was teaching that class was a Muslim. And they decided to use as an example between positive and negative integers that they would use the birth of Muhammad as the zero point. How would you feel about that?
They cannot use that because that was 600 years after Christ.
No. You follow with me that they are using that as an example. I know that they're not talking about leave the traditional calendar out. They're right. Just saying zero is here. Anything to the right of zero is positive. Anything to the left of zero is negative. Just like we look at the birth of Muhammad, anything after that is whatever, and anything before that is whatever. They're using it simply as an example.
And I think they got their calendar. Yes, if that's their calendar. I was in the United... Oh, the other thing with Christmas songs, can I say one more thing?
Yeah.
In Christmas songs, when we went into the mall in Dubai... The first Christmas in 1990, we heard Jingle Bells, yes, but we heard Silent Night, Holy Night, Hallelujah, or the Mendel's concert playing in the mall for everyone.
In Dubai.
Dubai is really not a Muslim country when you think about it.
I spent 2 years there.
Tell the women that.
Dubai is more in line with
Have you been there?
It's a money country. Money is the number one symbol there.
Tom has a point, but the caller has a better point. It is a Muslim country.
Well, technically, but money is there, Allah.
Thank you. Thank you very much for calling in. I appreciate it. All right, let's go to Sally. Thanks for calling. What's your... do you have a problem we can solve? Is that
No, I'm calling about Mr. Book and some of this issue at Wassa West.
Yes, ma'am.
Both of my children sang with Mr. Book for 4 years. They both were in the Master Singers as well.
Mm-hmm.
And our family is not Christian. We've never had a problem with any of the music they've sang. In fact, I'm pretty confident that in all of the other concerts other than Master Singers, at least half of the music is secular, or it's American Indian, or it's, you know, it's other religions. He has a huge variety of music that he sings. My kids felt that it was one of the best experiences they had at West. And if you choose to do Master Singers, which is a voluntary audition group,
right,
you know that you're going to be doing Christmas music, okay? So if you choose not to do that, that's your business.
Right.
But it is a wonderful experience. My kids loved it. They never had a problem with the musical choices.
I got to ask you a question, though, Sally. Yeah. I'm confused. Mm-hmm. Right? You say you're not a Christian.
Nope, we're not Christian.
But you were exposed to Christian music. Didn't that cause you and force you to transform your ways immediately? Weren't you forced into Christianity by simply being exposed to it?
No. This is beautiful music. Most of choral music, most of the choral music is Christian music. Yeah. I mean, beautiful music that's sang for many reasons. So I think that this is ridiculous. I can't speak to what's going on in the elementary schools, but I can say that on behalf of Mr. Book, and I called my kids last night and I said, am I right in this? I mean, at least half of the music in his general choir is secular. So, I mean, I think that this is ridiculous, and it would be nice if he could speak up to this, because I think it would be very enlightening.
Well, I'm going to reach out to him again and see if I can get him to come on. Thank you, Sally, for coming in. She said she wasn't forced into Christianity by listening to me.
Oh, just stop it.
I don't understand it, because I'm apparently by being exposed
to... That would happen to you?
Anytime you're exposed to anything Christian, you're forced to believe, I apparently. All right, Dean, you're next. What's on your mind?
Hey, I'm all for the Christmas concert, so I just want to say I support that. But one thing that's always kind of bothered me on this whole religion and schools thing is, if it's not allowed, why do they still do Greek mythology? Is that not a religion?
Greek mythology, no, not really.
You're sure?
Yeah, Greek mythology, it is no longer if it ever was truly to be considered a religion, it's not practiced.
So it's okay to teach the religion in school as long as they don't practice it anymore?
No. Greek mythology is not technically a religion. It is a... I can see your point, because it is the belief in a multi-god system, a polytheist oh, good grief. If only I could speak for a living. I see your point. I don't believe that the study of Greek mythology is looked on as a religious study today. It is looked at as a historical study. But if I really chewed on it for a while, I guess I could see your point. So
I'm not for it or against it either way, but let them have their Christmas concerts. How's that?
Gotcha. I appreciate your calling in. Thanks very much.
Thank you.
Obviously, we need to get in touch with the ACLU and see if they can't sue the school system to get rid of Greek theology and Greek mythology in the school systems. That's clearly not a separation of church and state. We got to get that taken care of.
Are there any people still around in the world that worship to Zeus and worship to some of these Greek gods?
Oh, you know what, dude? I'm sure there is.
Really?
Listen,
you think so? Come on, man.
If there's 6 billion plus people on this planet, there's somebody in this world. I guarantee you, in a 300-mile radius, there's somebody in a 300-mile radius that worships a loaf of bread. You know, we are a very diverse organization, a very diverse group of people. I'm telling you, there's somebody who's like, dude, this bread is awesome, man. It answers all my air issues. WSAU, Wisconsin Morning News. We'll be right back.
Breaking news, the latest weather, around the clock on WSAU.